Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we worship you and we praise you and we thank you for your mighty word. Now, Lord, as we study your word today, as we read Matthew chapter 24, a few verses here, and Lord, as we talk about the mighty things in this book, I ask you to give us revelation and wisdom and knowledge and understanding about the things we're going to talk to today about out of Matthew 24. Father, I praise you for this day. Use us for your glory and reveal the word to us as it goes out. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm still talking about strongholds. The deeper I get into the study of these strongholds, the greater the study becomes. And you just don't realize all the things that's in there. But anyway, today I want to talk about another stronghold. Now, you may have never thought about this until you see this, but in Matthew chapter 24, the disciples are coming to Jesus, and he's been telling them what's going to happen to the temple and how it's going to be destroyed and how it's going to be torn down and all these things. And then they want to know when these things are going to come to pass. And so Jesus begins to tell them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they shall deceive many. And you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. But be not troubled, for all this is not the end. This stuff is going to happen, and nation is going to rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And that there will be great famines and pestilences and earthquakes in all kinds of places. But he says, these are the beginning of sorrows. He said, then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity or sin shall abound, the love of many shall grow cold. Now, I want you to think about this in these last days that we're talking about. Because sin is abounding. Now, I'm telling you, sin is abounding everywhere today. I mean, if you don't believe that, all you got to do is turn the television on. All you got to do is go into a place of business. All you got to do is look around, and you'll see that iniquity or sin is abounding everywhere. And the Lord says this is something we need to be very, very aware of. The love of many shall grow cold. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is one of the strongholds that we're going to have to overcome in these last days. Now, then, when you think about this, I want you to think about your love. Is your love becoming brighter or more daring? Or is it becoming more discriminating, more calculating, less vulnerable, and less available? Now, this is a very important issue for your Christianity is only as real as your love is. Now, a measurable decrease in your ability to love is evidence that a stronghold of cold love is developing within you. Now, the Lord clearly told us over there in Matthew chapter 24, verse 12, because that this lawlessness is increased, most of the people's love will grow cold. Now then, a major area of spiritual warfare that has come against the church is the sphere of church relationships. Now, Satan knows that a church divided against itself cannot stand. He's pretty smart. He knows what it takes to break down a church. You know, we may enjoy temporary blessings and seasonal breakthroughs, but to win a citywide war, Jesus is raising up a united citywide church. An earmark of this corporate overcoming church will be its commitment to love. Now, this is the thing. If you want to really walk in God's power, you must walk in his love. Yet, because of the increasing iniquity or sin in the end of this age, true Christian love will be severely assaulted in these last days. Now, if you think you understand and know what being assaulted is, you don't really understand until you think about how carefully and how deceptively the devil is coming in and deceiving us. You know, in so many churches, there is no spiritual unity, and hence there's no lasting victory, because without love, there is no lasting victory. Now, love is a passion for us to be one, but bitterness is, on the other hand, is characterized by a noticeable lack of love. This cold love is a demonic stronghold. Now, then, we have to be very careful. I mean, all of us, every one of us, you, me, and everybody, we have to be so careful because of this bitterness and this cold love that's creeping in. It's hard for us to walk in that love. In our generation, cold love is becoming increasingly more common. Now, whenever that cold love comes in, it shuts down the power of prayer and it disables the flow of healing and our outreach. In fact, where there is persistent and hardened unforgiveness in a person or a church, the demonic world known as, in fact, in Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 through 35, there is a tremendous story about what happens whenever anybody in the church walks in unforgiveness. And what the Word of God says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 34, it says the torturers or the tormentors will come in to get you. Now, who do you think the torturers or the tormentors are? That's Satan and his demons. Now, when Satan, when he has legal access to you, he will have unhindered access into your life to kill, steal, and to destroy. Now, that's the thing. This is the thing that we need to understand. Satan cannot touch you as a Christian until you give him legal right through sin. Now, if Satan could just come in and do what he wanted to, he would come in and kill every one of us right now. But when you read Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 through 35, you will clearly learn that if you will not forgive everybody from your heart, it will give Satan legal right, the tormentors, the torturers, it will give Satan and his demons legal right to come in and kill you and your family and really do devastating things to you. Now, the scriptures warn that even a little root of bitterness in a person's life can spring up and defile many. Now, bitterness is unfulfilled revenge. Another thoughtlessness or cruelty may have wounded us deeply. It is inevitable that in a world of increasing harshness and cruelty, you will at some time be hurt. So get used to it. It's going to come. Offenses are going to come. The Word of God says a while ago in the Scriptures in Matthew 24, where we were reading, offenses will come, but do not receive them. But we all have to capture those thoughts because they will come to all of us. But if you fail to react with love and forgiveness, if you retain in your spirit the debt the offender owes you, that offense will rob your heart of its capacity to love. Now, isn't that devastating? You will learn that you will become a member of the majority of end-time Christians whose love is growing cold. You will say things like, I don't care about anybody else. That is a symbol or a sign of your love growing cold. The Lord says, this is the way you shall know my children, by their love one for another. So we have been given a command from our God to love. Now, bitterness is a classic symptom of the stronghold of cold love. To deal with this, you must repent of this attitude and forgive the one who hurt you. This painful experience was allowed by God to teach you how to love your enemies. If you still have unforgiveness towards someone who hurt you, you have failed this test. Fortunately, this was just a test, not a final exam. You actually need to thank God for the opportunity to grow in divine love. Thank Him that your whole life is not being swallowed up in bitterness and resentment. Now, many people, many souls are swept off into eternal judgment every day without any hope of escaping from this bitterness. But you have been given God's answer for your pain. God gives you a way out, and the way out is love. Now, as you embrace God's love and begin to walk in forgiveness, you're actually pulling down the stronghold of bitterness and its manifestations of cold love in your heart. Now, think about that now. The way to pull down this stronghold is to embrace God's mighty love and begin to walk in forgiveness. And when you do that, you are pulling down the stronghold of that bitterness and its manifestation of cold love in your heart. Now, because of this experience, you will eventually have more love than you ever did. You truly do need to thank God for allowing you to go through that test. In other words, if you don't, in fact, let me put it this way, that love without commitment is not love at all. In other words, you must love with a commitment. Now, if you will love God and you will love people, that is a perfect sign that you do not have a stronghold of cold love in your heart. So, whatever you do, let the love of God abound in your heart. Speak God's love to people. Don't let the stronghold of cold love, like Matthew 24 talks about, don't let that come into your heart. Walk in love so you can pull down that stronghold of cold love. I invite you to give me a call for tapes. I'd be happy to send these teachings to you. My number is 940-242-2106. We would invite you to our church, the Living Savior Church, every Sunday afternoon at 2 to 4 p.m. We're in North Dallas at 10921 Shady Trail. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. Also, I'd like to invite you to my healing school. We have a healing school the second Saturday of every month at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We have the healing school the second Saturday and the fourth Saturday of every month. Go to our website for locations, and you can find out how to come and get healed, because we teach you how to walk in divine health, and we see the Lord do many miracles. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.